We've been focusing on nouns for a while now. First, in the sexualization of nouns, we learned that nouns in Spanish are either masculine, feminine, or both. Then, in plural forms of nouns, we discovered that nouns, just like in English, can be singular or plural. So there are four different forms of nouns. Finally, in definite and indefinite articles, we saw that the form of the noun dictates which form of the, or a, or an, or some should be used. So boy is chico, the boy is el chico, and a boy is un chico. But girl is chica, the girl is la chica, and a girl is una chica. If any of that doesn't make perfect sense, go back and watch those lessons now, then come back here. Today's lesson will be much easier if you do. Hola, yo soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. Today, we're talking about adjectives. But before we jump into the different forms, I want to tell you something important. Adjectives in Spanish usually follow the noun. That's the opposite of English. In English, we would say small boy. But in Spanish, they'd say the equivalent of boy small. Small is pequeño, and you should know by now that boy is chico. So in Spanish, small boy is chico pequeño. This is a little weird at first, but not that difficult. Think about it. It would be much harder to go the other way. If you were used to saying the adjective after the noun, then all of a sudden had to put it before the noun, you would have to think ahead. So with adjectives, we gringos actually get more time to think. Cool. But don't think that you have to get this right to be understood. Definitely not. If you always put the adjective incorrectly before the noun, it would just be the equivalent of saying boy good instead of good boy. You'd understand that, right? Now, the forms of adjectives. Just like definite and indefinite articles, adjectives have to match the noun they're describing. So in our chico pequeño example from before, chico is the noun. It's masculine singular. So we have to make pequeño match. It has to be masculine singular too. Fortunately, adjectives pretty much follow the same rules as nouns. Remember, if a noun ends in O, it's almost always masculine, and if it ends in A, it's usually feminine. If you want to take a masculine adjective like pequeño and make it feminine, you just change the O at the end to A and you're done. So pequeña. A small girl would be chica pequeña. Make sense? The word on my shirt is lindo. That means cute. That's the singular masculine version. The singular feminine version would be linda. So a cute boy would be chico lindo, and a cute girl would be chica linda. You didn't expect me to write feo on my shirt, did you? Ugly? Now, not all adjectives have a masculine and feminine form. If the word ends in E or a consonant, it doesn't. It has one form used for both masculine and feminine. So smart boy would be chico inteligente, but a smart girl would be chica inteligente. Notice inteligente is used for both boy and girl. It ends in E, so it doesn't change. Another example. A popular boy would be chico popular, and a popular girl would be chica popular. Again, notice that popular is used for both chico and chica. It ends in a consonant, R, so it doesn't change either. To make a male adjective feminine, change the O to an A at the end. If the adjective ends in an E or a consonant, don't change it at all. Next, singular, plural. This also works like nouns. Remember, to make a singular noun plural, you either add an S or ES to the end. If it ends in a consonant, you add an ES. If it ends in a vowel, you just add S. It works like this without exception. Small boy is chico pequeño. So small boys would be chicos pequeños. Pequeño ends in a vowel, so we add S to the end to make it plural. Small girl is chica pequeña, so small girls would be chicas pequeñas. Smart boy is chico inteligente, so smart smart boys would be chicos inteligentes. Then smart girls would be chicas inteligentes. Notice the use of inteligentes for both chicos and chicas. Since inteligente ends in e, it doesn't have a feminine form, remember? But all adjectives have a plural form. In this case, just add s because inteligente ends in a vowel, inteligentes. Last examples, then we're out of here and you'll know how to use adjectives in Spanish. A popular boy, remember, is chico popular. Since popular ends in a consonant, it doesn't have a female form. Just add es to the end to make it plural. So popular boys is chicos populares and popular girls is chicas populares. That's it. I hope I made this clear. Any questions, please leave a comment below or email me anytime at jordan@gringoespanol.com. Like I've said several times, learn these rules, but then don't think about them too much. You're much better off just practicing and using it and not overthinking it. Once you get going, you'll notice that even though it might seem complicated right now, when you say it right, it kind of just rolls off the tongue. Most of the words end similarly. Chicos pequeños. Chicas pequeños. Pequeñas. After a while, it'll sound weird to say chicos pequeñas. Okay, here's what I want you to do now. Go to gringoespanol.com/adjectives and do the adjectives worksheet. This worksheet is a little different than the others. Since we haven't really learned that many adjectives yet, I took the opportunity in this worksheet to introduce you to 10 of the most common. I suggest employing the flashcard strategy to learn the words first, then do the worksheet. With Spanish, once you get behind, it's hard to catch up. So don't be a chico malo, bad boy, or a chica mala, bad girl. Go to gringoespanol.com/adjectives right now, learn the words, then do the worksheet. And while you're there, if I were you, I'd sign up for those free updates. I've been emailing out the Gringo Espanol newsletter on a weekly basis with links to all the lessons from that week and resources, including audio flashcards, that don't get announced on Facebook or YouTube. Everything's on the site for everybody, but the people on the newsletter list get nicely organized links to everything I added that week. So if you miss a video or a post here and there, you're still covered. Until the next time, hasta luego. Adios, amigo.